Welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's muckin' fun day. Two more fucking days left in August, guys, and then it's the big September. They're going to get your ass in September. It's also the 30th day of August, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're gonna have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 73 degrees here, 4200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for high of 77 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Fucking smoke. I mean, hey, man, I can't think of any reason for anybody to have any respiratory fucking problems around here, man. I'm telling you, they've got a plant shut down. They're shutting the fucking businesses down because fucking people can't fucking breathe over. It's a Delta form is why the people going to hospital having to be put on fucking ventilators. I mean, such fucking horseshit. I mean, it's like your eyes are watering and they expect you not to fucking see the goddamn smoke and know that. Hey, you know, fucking wasn't that many years ago you got smoke got poured into an area and they had the warnings. They told you not to go outside. It could put you in the hospital. But no, it's the Delta version. Lying motherfuckers is what they are. Lying, low-down, scum-sucking, parasitic, pedophilic fucking pieces of shit. See what we got to go on here. Protests against mandatory vaccine. Turns violent in Greece, 47 detained, and there's been some back and forth on the site about this, and we're going to look at it, so we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty, protests against mandatory vaxing turns violent in Greece, 47 detained. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. On Sunday, protesters in Athens clashed with police against mandatory vaccination measures that could go into effect on September 1st. A big September. Maybe we are going to get that goddamn winter. Police estimate 8,000 attended the rally in, if I get this wrong, forgive me, Saitagama Square, the central square of Athens, chanting anti-vax slogans and demanding government officials reverse mandatory vaccinations for the health workers that begins Wednesday. At least 47 were detained in yesterday's demonstrations, police said in a statement Sunday evening, reported by local media. Police said unruly protesters, threw objects at police and riot control response teams had to use tear gas and stun grenades and water cannons to disperse the crowd. What happens when it's just fucking bullets, bitches? According to AFP, the demonstrators held signs that read, "We are not against vaccines, but against fascism." now. And this is where it goes hokey. This is those dried up motherfucking propagandists. Their fucking dicks limp. They're worthless to the fucking world. They won't just fucking blow their own brains out because they got to see if they can cause just a little bit more goddamn misery. And here comes the doublespeak. For several weeks, Greeks have been angered and taken to the streets to protest mandatory vaccinations, vaccines, passports, and other virus-related measures. Now, you see up here, they're not so much against vaccines. It's the fascism. Well, the fucking... The first place, there is no goddamn vaccines, and you goddamn well know it. Now let's go. Event, the largest industry union, Panhellenic Federation of Employees in Public Health, Public Hospitals, released a statement earlier this month indicating it was against mandatory vaccinations for hospital workers. Now here's where it comes. Listen. The rise in government control over the lives of people under the guise of COVID is absolutely terrifying and continues to spread worldwide. Businesses and the government are forcing mandatory vaccinations and health passports, creating a multi-tier society of those who are vaxxed and those who aren't. I'm unvaxxed, motherfucker. Come do it. I'm sick of listening to your fucking old fart fucking shit. You've got about 12-20 fucking percent. That's all you're fucking getting. So shut the fuck up or fucking step the fuck up. We're through playing these fucking games. We want our goddamn lives back and we'll take them back at the barrel of a fucking gun. By our law. You're in violation of our fucking law. Now here's the other one. Same fucking scenario. The secret army of 200 weapons obsessed anti-vax ex-soldiers called Veterans for Freedom plotting attacks on vaccine centers and chaos on Britain's streets. This is from Daily Mail. Again, it was sent in by Galen. Now, goddammit, guys, 200. What's fucking 200? Hey, they keep playing around with these little numbers. Like down in Portland, you know, you've got 100 or something, you know. Oh, it's just goddamn, they've tore the town. They rule. Fuck that. We are a country of fucking 320 million that are probably Americans and another couple hundred million that are fucking not Americans. 200 is fucking 200 ain't even a fucking grain of sand on a beach. When you go after these motherfuckers, why not go with 10,000? You can't raise 10,000. I bet you could. Just go in with 10,000 people and slaughter these motherfuckers. I mean, goddammit, this is how armies invade. 30,000, take 40,000, take 50 fucking thousand, take 100 fucking thousand. Go straight fucking at their fucking asses. See if they got what it takes to fucking stop, because I tell you, they don't. You fucking out, grossly out of 200. Well, they want to talk about this, and I see where Hal's going, when he called bullshit on this. Calling itself Veterans for Freedom and founded by a former Royal Marine Commando, the self-styled paramilitary group is made up of 16 operational cells. Now, I don't know what 16 into 200 is, but it ain't very goddamn much. It ain't, I mean, are you, unless you're going in fucking shooting, and you mean fucking business, I mean, just like a guerrilla fucking raid and then fucking run. Fuck that. Why would you do that? Why not take 100,000 motherfuckers and go up against fucking 4,000 or 5,000 fucking of their fucking operational fucking agents and just stomp the fuck out of them or blow the fuck out of them or beat the fuck out of them? This is to try to show you like there's something going on out there and there's, you know, the commandos and the right and try to get you to even think that there is some kind of, could be a chance of any kind of right and wrong to this. It's fucking wrong because it's a fucking lie. Old propagandists. Some members appear obsessed with weapons and have discussed violent insurrection. In Britain. Including attacking vaccine centers and targeting employees. What one chillingly termed bringing the fight to the people sticking the needle in. Well, you know, if there was, all you fuckers out there that are doing this to other people, if you stuck a needle in somebody, you committed fucking murder. And you'll fucking answer for it. You've declared that you're with the communist and the fascist and you're here to fucking remove that fucking Bill of Rights and you're with the goddamn, capitalists because you're going to capitalize on the situation because you're going to make money killing fucking people. The group insists all new recruits provide evidence of service in the armed forces. Oh, boy. Yeah, you betcha. You betcha. You mean your former fucking Tory militia? Your former Tories? They're the ones that are going to save your ass, like the one percenters and the fuck, one percenters and the three percenters or whatever, and the oath keepers, whatever the fuck they are. Three percenters and the oath keepers here, incorporated. I wonder if these guys are incorporated. They don't say. Once vetted, they are given access to a channel on Telegram, an encrypted message app used by extremists and criminals due to high security lists. And I agree with Hal on this, too. I mean, they got half of that money, that ransomware, back from fucking Bitcoin. It's supposed to be all impenetrable. Can't do it. Can't touch it. Well, they fucking did. And then they show the fucking Pentagon being hacked and all these fucking places. Not. This is fucking propaganda bullshit once again. Over the past few weeks, the group has quietly recruited in hopes to garner public support with a peaceful march. Now, see, here we go. This almost sounds like Almond Bundy. Maybe these guys are the tip of the spear in fucking Britain. With a peaceful march on Parliament on September 8th, during which the ex-servicemen will wear headdresses. But a Mail on Sunday investigator last week infiltrated V4F and discovered the far from being its goal is to escalate covert activity. Shit. One senior member said, if it comes to an insurgency, the military will become enemy combatants and all 200 of us will take out the British Army. Because we've got the Bill of... Oh, wait, you don't got a fucking Bill of Rights, do you? They tore up your Magna Carta before they ever came after our fucking Bill of Rights. They ain't got our fucking Bill of Rights. They ain't got our fucking guns. And we'll take them out using dirty tricks. Oh, dirty tricks will do it! Dirty... they are... identifiable by wearing a uniform. We are not. Ooh, goddamn, this just gets more interesting. This is just bull fucking old. You old fuckers, you're losing it. I mean, you're like Biden. You guys sit around and fucking shit your pants and have somebody clean you up. Another V4F leader who uses the name, Belzak on Telegram stresses publicly that the group only advocates, quote, legal forms of protest and resistance. Isn't that kind of like what was going on up there at fucking Mahler? One group's in, that's an armed occupation. No, these are peaceful protests. No, it's an armed occupation. Fuck you. Fuck all you propagandist pricks. They're trying to fucking kill us across this fucking world with their fucking death shot. We know what the fuck it is. You either take it or you fight. And you don't look for some fucking asshole with 200. Oh, he was a commando, see? Him and Arnold Schwarzenegger is the commando. That faggot nigger son of a bitch, fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger. Come out acting tough. If you don't take the shot, you're fucking... Fuck you, punk bitch. Come give me the shot, Arnie. Get your ass out on the street, bad guy. This ain't the fucking movies. Do it! But he is less circumspect with addressing the group on the application. We are... Oh, he's good. Fucked is the word that we use here. We are fucked Calvary. What the fuck, man, does that mean? We are fucked Calvary. He wrote in one message... no one else is going to do what we need, what needs to be done. What is that? Some of that peaceful protesting you were talking about? You guys are fucking laughable. When it gets messy, oh man, when it gets messy, that's when they put you with the tear gas and the rubber bullets, I guess. And then you leave and then you come back and you have to go polish your gun. You got goddamn fucking, that dirty ass fucking, oh man, come on. Tear gas all over the son of a bitch. That's bound to make things hang up. You better fucking clean your gun. Remember, John H., who posted a picture of himself holding a telescope telescopic rifle mentioned. Yeah, I see a lot of telescopic rifles lately. Oh, that was the Taliban over there. That was the fucking Al-Qaeda. They just got through giving $30 billion worth of armory to. That's the ammunition and everything for 600,000 fucking guns, people. That's why they take it from us and they give it to who's supposed to be the enemy? I don't think they're, I think they're all friends. I think the enemy is the fucking man who would be free and at liberty, who would not let somebody else fucking, you know, to take over their fucking life and run it for them. Tell you when to get up out of bed, tell you when to go here, tell you when to go. See, that's the communist side of it. And, you know, and the fascist fucking side of it. Same fucking diff. Only they want you to just to work as a fucking slave for them. And they want you, they want to be able to screw your fucking wife or whatever they want to do to you. They just, you know, they want you to fucking accept it and get out of their way because they know what they're fucking doing. Even though they're a bunch of fucking spineless cunts who have to fucking hire their balls. Telescope Ripo mentions receiving a walkie-talkie from a friend who was once in the Ulster Volunteer Force Loyalist paramilitaries. Others plan to use radios. Wow. Wow. Discussing the vaccination of children against coronavirus on the app, John H. wrote, what security do these people have? How sure, secure will the phallus and equipment be in the schools? I think a small group of parents could easily restrain the vaccinator and remove the drugs. Another member shared photographs among colleagues of vaccine center workers and their car registration numbers. Ooh. Another common enemy is the police. Once ex-serviceman Paul posted last week, be good if someone... This is a quote. Be good if someone slashed tires of pig cars all over the country. You guys are talking too radical for me. I mean, I don't want to get into this kind of tire slashing kind of deal. Man, that's illegal. Elsewhere, another member appears to suggest sabotaging vaccine stores across Britain, saying that if one were to suffer an accident, it might be a start. If his response, a leader says, I know one place, won't say on here, but if people want to a private chat, I'll organize it. You fucking phonies. Earlier this month, anti-vax protesters clashed with police when attempting to storm what was once a key BBC site in West London. Social media videos showed officers outside television center, I guess that's what it's called, television center, more than 100 demonstrators. Oh, here's another 100, guys. 100. It's almost like 100, you know, like they try to throw, we're going to give you $400. It's fucking 100. A fucking 100. God damn it, people. If you're not coming by the thousands yet, you're not coming. You're not going to do this fucking thing. You're a bunch of fucking pussies. You're going to throw up a fucking cursory fucking demonstration. You're going to take your fucking shot so you don't get beat up and you can get your fucking welfare check. Organized by the anti-vax group, Official Voice, pushed and haggard officers while chanting, shame on you. Man, people. I hope these guys are okay. I mean, they were shouting, shame on you. Oh, man. Wow. These people are radical. I mean, I don't even know if I should be reading this on our program. They might think that fucking we're radicals. None of the VA4 veterans were involved, but the protest prompted one more to suggest on Telegram that V4F. See, if everybody's knowing what this on this V4F, I don't think it's very secure. Do you? This is what happened here, and this is what this one said, and this is what that one said. Should go to the BBC and take it over. Not just stand outside, another says. The BBC building needs fucking burning down. Oh, that's it. Maybe I should stop here, guys. I don't want to get us into trouble. I mean, these people are talking violence. But, I mean, they've come to the point of talking violence. And there's 200 of them. Well, possibly three. Other anti-vax groups have turned their sights on the media. Last Monday, hundreds of activists flooded into the ITN Productions home to ITV and Channel 4 News, occupying its foyer for hours. Okay, not for 4 hours, but 4 hours. V4F is reminiscent of the American amateur militia group that stormed Congress. They sure as hell are. Group that stormed Congress in January, prompting concerns about the big term threat of domestic terrorism. I knew it. We don't want to get grouped in with these guys in the USA. And its foundation or formation follows the revelation earlier this year that at least 16 members of the armed forces have been referred to the UK's terrorism prevention program in the majority of cases because of concerns about far right activity. How many did you say? 16. My God, people, it's a conquering army. You want to laugh, but it's, I mean, you want to laugh, you want to cry, you want to just fuck, God damn it, man. You ain't going to do shit. If you ain't doing shit, I mean, you think about what the French underground did during World War II. You think about what the real fucking fighters did. I keep seeing these comments on the site telling people, dig up your guns. Well, they didn't even bury them. They handed them right on over because they were good fucking socialists and they did what they was told. Okay. But now they're getting radical. They got matches and they got them. They got sticks and they got rocks and they can make some bottle rockets. Palestinians could teach them how. But, as far as I don't want to be associated with all that crazy violence over there in England. National Guard will be deployed across Kentucky to help overwhelmed hospitals. Overwhelmed hospitals, huh? My goodness, man. I don't know if I have that or not. Let me look here. Dun, 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 dun. Maybe I do. Yeah. Huh? What? I'm looking for a paper. Is that okay? Okay. National Guard will be deployed across Kentucky to help overwhelmed hospitals. This is from CNN, sent in by Mary for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Kentucky hospital officials high-fived one another during a news conference Monday as they learned multiple National Guard teams would be deployed to hospitals across the state dealing with rising COVID-19 cases and hospital staffing shortages. No. Because COVID-19 doesn't exist. Produce the goddamn study and show where the virus was fucking isolated or quit fucking saying it. You Goebbels loving motherfuckers. And that Goebbels, he had a point. Goddamn, you cannot turn, you get a goddamn phone call to your fucking dentist or something or a fucking goddamn, for your cell phone. Oh, you should go get a shot and kill yourself. Oh, by the way, did you want to talk to somebody? Fuck you! Get the fuck out of my world, you motherfuckers! You're going to be tried, you're going to be hung, you've already declared war on us, so you've got a shooting fucking war to fight. You've got to get that through your fucking head right now. Well, you're not going to just take our fucking Bill of Rights from us. That's what they thought at fucking Concord, wasn't it? Look at how they went home that day. And look what followed, because that's what's coming to you. And we're going to take every fucking one of you. We're going to get every fucking one of you. The ones that fucking survived to get to a trial once the common law courts are reinstated, you're going to be the lucky ones. Because you get, no, I don't know if you are, man. You're going to have to think about it, because you know you're fucking dead. You know what you have fucking done. You have committed high treason and sedition against the people of the United States of these Americas, against the free nationals of this goddamn country, which you have zero fucking authority over, which you have conned, which you have stolen from, which you have murdered, which you have pedophiled our children, you motherfuckers. But then see, and I've been watching this thing. Every little chance I get to bring the fucking National Guard in, like with these fires and stuff, and bring them in, you know, blocking roads and stuff. When I went up, came up that one roadblock, man, I was just tempted to get out and just say, get the fuck out of my way. You know, this little fucking sawed-off bitch comes over to the fucking window, but she has some big black dude standing there and some other dude standing on the other side. Tell you what, motherfuckers, you're lucky I wasn't fucking in a bad fucking mood. I get on, kick all your fucking asses. You don't fucking excite me one goddamn bit. And you can't block fucking roads. Passe comitase. Get in your fucking place, motherfucker. You have no jurisdiction out here. You certainly have none over any free national, you motherfucker. You gonna play real war? And as far as this goes, staffing shortage is indeed. And that's really what it is. Because there is no goddamn COVID-19. They're acting like here, like, oh, goddamn, it's rampant. Everybody's dropping it. It's the first time in a few months I ain't seen somebody fucking die, to tell you the truth, in a couple of years. But they're all dying of cancer. And now they're fucking trying to tell these healthcare workers they're going to take the shot. They're saying, fuck you, and walking off the job. We have a shortage. Call the National Guard. So people can get used to seeing fucking troops in the streets. You don't want us to get used to seeing your ass in the streets. Especially out in our goddamn woods, you motherfuckers. Between 21 and 25 of the state's regional hospitals are at a critical staffing shortage because the fucking staffing walked out because you tried to force a fucking shot on them in violation of their procedural due process rights, which are abso-fucking-loot. And that ninth article seals the fucking deal. It says that we can kill your fucking ass if you try to force it on us, bitch. Motherfucker, cocksucker, pedophile. Savvy? It tells us to kill you if you try to fucking exercise a power to deny or disparage any of our fucking rights. That's what that second article's about. We'll be right back and we'll finish this article.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Dumber and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. Was fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. Lies told, face bold to the ones who be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects who gets to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Piss off, grizzly bear, that's sleeping. The respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge and oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. If I don't have tomorrow and know they'll find my Browning is lean, don't come for my gun if you think that I hate all that I've seen. I heard history, Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against whatever they're from. Forehead and domestic are two types of venomous scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I heard history, Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my gun. I won't have to do it.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliflin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliflin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1237 Pacific Time, and that was Clear Anomaly with Don't Come For My Gun. Anything else? And we were talking about the National Guard being out in the guard, you know, and they're putting them here, they're putting them there, they're putting them on. See, they're starting to give them little fucking responsibilities like blocking fucking roads. Now that takes jurisdictional fucking authority to block a fucking road. And I mean, these son of a bitches have come out and say, you can't go down that fucking road. Well, yes, I fucking can, because you, where's your authority? Where's your authority? Posse comitatus. Where's your authority, motherfucker? Well, the governor told us we could do it. Where's her fucking authority? I want to see it. I want to see her authority that trumps the fucking ninth article of the fucking People's Bill of Rights, supreme, superior, fucking absolute law, ratified by the people, December 15, 1791. I want to see it. Oh, it's your gun, huh? I got a fucking gun, too. You know the fucking old Napolitano, he was coming on, you know, every time he'd come on and start do his little spiel, trying to fucking dilute and fucking change the meaning of the fucking ninth article. When the ninth article is plain and clear as the fucking, it's one of the clearest fucking ones of the fucking 10 articles in that fucking document. Plain and clear. The enumeration in the Constitution. That is the Constitution of certain rights. Rights defines out in laws authorities. Shall not be construed. That is interpreted. It shall not be interpreted as to deny or disparage others, which separates them from the ones in the Constitution. Others retained by the people. And that's what you're fucking doing. You're violating the ninth fucking article. You're violating the 10th article because all the prohibitions that were supposedly to be on that federal fucking government were to be on the fucking state governments too. Only they aren't governments anymore, are they? So your fucking boss in the first place is a fucking fraud. She's a corporate fucking treasonous piece of shit. She should be fucking tried and hung. It could be done in a fucking day because what they are doing is in direct, absolute, unquestionable violation of the 9th and 10th articles of the People's fucking Bill of Rights ratified fucking law. Our law. And we are the jurisdictional authority in this country. We're the grantors of the fucking powers, motherfuckers. You're the grantees. And I have revoked any fucking authority you ever thought you had over me. So anyway, when these son of a, that's what they're trying to do is bring more, get used to seeing them on the fucking streets. Get used to them to pointing and telling you where to go. I'll give you the California salute. Don't never block another fucking road on me, I'm telling you right fucking now. Let's see, where were we here? Oh yeah, the shortage in Kentucky. Because the staffing is fucking quit, because they're not gonna take the death shot, because they know what the fuck it is. So they're gonna play it. They're gonna play it! COVID is burning through the population here in Kentucky. COVID doesn't exist. Put up or shut up, motherfucker. That's an old saying. Put up or shut up. Show me the fucking goddamn study isolating COVID-19 as a fucking virus and the immunity for it that you use to fucking make your fucking vaccination that isn't a vaccination, which is platelets that fucking attach to your RNA and change your fucking DNA, huh? You can't fucking do it. You're not going to fucking win. You're going to get fucking wiped off the fucking face of this planet because you're too fucking stupid to realize when you're fucking, when people have, they're not listening to you no more. They're wanting to fucking get rid of you. You have become a pain in our ass. You will not leave us alone, so we're going to have to get... It's just like that fucking fly. Goddamn fly. You know, maybe you'd be kicking back in a lawn chair out in the yard, you know, in the summertime, and the fucking fly start buzzing around. Right? Almost asleep, and the fucker finding you, say, fucking motherfucker, and you get up out of that goddamn chair, and you get you something to kill that son of a bitch with, and you make the effort, and you fucking kill it. Because it just couldn't fucking leave you alone. It had to fucking die. And these motherfuckers only can't leave us alone. They want to subjugate us and be able to come up and fuck with us and do anything. Walk in and fucking rape my fucking children. Rape my fucking wife. Rape my fucking dog, you think? I won't be around to see it, and neither will a few of you. As many of you motherfuckers I can put bullets in won't. Get the fuck away from us. We don't want you around us. Fuck off! Initially, 5 National Guard teams of 75 people will be deployed in 2-week increments starting September 1st, Bashar said. There will be another mission into the fall, including mobile vaccination. Oh, mobile vaccination. Oh, you're going to come out and give her a go? Do it! Teams, support for local health departments and continued food bank support. Fuck you. You're not goddamn social workers. You motherfuckers are actually all the National Guard. I mean, fucking the people's protection against the fucking government cannot be under the control of the fucking government. It's not a government. It's a corporation. But they cannot be under the control of the fucking enemy or else what does that make them? The fucking enemy. That's right. You're the fucking enemy of fucking the Bill of Rights, which is the fucking the supreme law of this goddamn land, and you are in fucking gross violation of it, son of a bitch. And the goddamn Bill of Rights gives we the people who created it the fucking judicial authority to fucking put your ass in the ground. So keep fucking around and you're going to get it. Becerra said, the governor said he also formally submitted a resource request for FEMA assistance. Oh, yeah, more of that federal fucking money. You know where they're crying a lot about, leaving Afghanistan is? The fucking money leaving. These motherfucking third world countries love being invaded. You know what kind of wealth they bring in? And, you know, they let the riffraff on the streets, which they're sending over here right now from Afghanistan by the thousands. Because they're fucking murdering motherfuckers and they think they'll get done with them goddamn MS-13 gang members haven't. Give her a go. Our National Guard has answered the call. It's answered the call each time during a pandemic. This ain't no fucking pandemic. It's a fucking lie and everybody knows it. And even if it was a pandemic, you still do not have any emergency authorities that fucking trumps the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights. I'm fucking sorry. And the 10th article, which applies it to the fucking states. Get it through your fucking head. You do not have authority. And like I said, Napolitano, you know, he was working on it, man. He was, you know, he all around it, you know. And I come in here and fucking diss on him, call him a fucking cocksucker that he is. But you know what? I heard just a little clip. It was about, maybe a month ago, they brought out one of his poodle fucking pictures, and I'll tell you what, boom, that motherfucker disappeared. I ain't heard nothing out of him yet since he did that. Since they did that anyway, he touched some woman on the ass, I think. Touched her on her ass. Oh, men touching women on their asses, what could it lead to? Oh, it could lead to heterosexuality. Oh my God. How do we stop it? Anyway, they've shown, you know, that they can fucking, you know, all they gotta do is get 10 fucking communist cunts together. And they say, oh, yeah, he touched my pee-pee and then he rubbed against my tits and he said something very inappropriate to me. No fucking, due process of the law. Not that these cocksuckers deserve it because they're running a corporation, and in a corporation, they can do this. But then if they were in a corporation, the guy they did it to, as soon as he got out of the corporation, he could go in his private capacity and file charges against them for fucking failure to provide due process of the law, just punishing him on an accusation. That's what the whole thing about that due process of the law being put in the fucking Bill of Rights was all about, because that's what they did to the people over in Old England. Oh, somebody just had to get pissed at you and, you know, didn't like you, or you're out with their girlfriend or you stole their fucking girlfriend. But you were juiced into the fucking Masonic Lodge. So here comes a fucking, just an allegation. All it takes is fucking allegation. And then here comes another allegation. And this is, you people have watched this. It's just like Cuomo getting away with fucking goddamn murder using the Bill Clinton, sticky cigar fucking, defense. That's what he did, isn't it? That son of a bitch killed thousands of fucking people. And what did it all come down to? He resigned over accusations that he was inappropriate and touched a titty and was the freaky fuck he is. He's actually a fucking freaky motherfucker, in my opinion. But I mean, and all these women, when did it happen? Oh, 1970, 1980. It was way long time ago. It's me too in it. Me and, well, you're going to get me too, do you, dumb son of a bitches. But see, I don't know what Cuomo pissed off, but he pissed somebody serious off and they just got rid of his ass. Anytime they got fucking herds of these fucking women out there, and what are you gonna do? I mean, each incident, we've got 20 women that have stepped up and accused the governor. Was there any second witness to even any one of those 20 fucking events? No. Then I guess according to the fucking law, it's his word against her law, word, and you don't have a second witness, you could never prove the fucking charge. Though it's probably true. I mean, the motherfucker's a mauler. I mean, God, what a sickening son of a bitch. But I'm just telling you how the law works. Not a second witness to it. And the fact is, you know, fucking if it was the real world and he wasn't actually a part of it. This was used for him to get out of murder is what this was used for. Oh, it's just like Monica Lewinsky was used to get fucking Bill Clinton out of fucking international espionage for handing our guidance systems for our IBMs over to fucking China. That's what the original, when it all started. See, I got a memory that's just a little bit more than a fucking head of cabbage. And when it all started, it was Charlie somebody that was fucking running the campaign that made big campaign contributions to fucking Slick Willie. And Slick Willie handed him over the goddamn, they had the evidence that he handed them over the fucking guidance systems for our fucking IBM so they could deliver a warhead to our fucking land, people. That puts your ass against the fucking wall. Just like what Como did. That puts your ass against the wall. That's fucking murder. That's fucking mass murder. But what did they do? Oh, he comes out and he's impeached for playing hide the cigar with a girl who was of age in the fucking Oval Office. So the motherfucker walks on fucking handing our weapon systems over to the goddamn Chinese because he had her save that stained dress in case he needed an out. And then we can always contemplate what is, can't we? Same with Como. Same with fucking this goddamn Napolitano. He just knows, hey man, I'll shut up. You know, he's not like on any fucking Fox News anymore. But he did come out in the beginning, remember? And he came out, he said, even in the Admiralty, the fucking so-called president, not president, the head CEO, the corporate aristocracy, the corporate fucking lord, king, whatever it is of this goddamn nation, that he didn't have the authority to tell, they made it very clear. When they come out, that's how they do it. That's how communists play this game with us. They come out and, you can't force an American to be vaccinated. We all know that. We know that. Yeah, we know that. And then they have now we're at the point where, we have them have to vaccinate their children in school. And I said, no, you don't. You don't have to vaccinate your kids in school. You fucking don't. You say, I don't believe in vaccinations, and it don't happen. And if they try to kick your kid out of school for it, you fucking file if we had a common law, you'd have them fucking hung. But the bottom line is they can never force vaccinate no fucking body, and they know it. And they still can't because it takes away that little old due process of the fucking law. Before you can get control, like you can seize my body under the fourth article, you know, I'm securing my papers and effects and person and effects, house and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. Because that's what they're talking about here. They're talking about seizing you without due process of the law and fucking giving you a medical procedure that you don't want. I mean, this is no different than sterilizing women in fucking goddamn Africa or any other this shit that Bill Gates and the fucking the oligarchs of fucking Silicon Valley and fucking Seattle, Washington have fucking come up with. Those motherfuckers, I don't get it. You know, what was this last son of a bitch for the one for Apple? Oh yeah, Tim fucking Cook. You know, come out now we're gonna spy. It's illegal as hell. Fuck you. Read that Constitution and tell me. Read that Bill of Rights and tell me you can fucking do this. You can't. You know you fucking can't. But you know what? Pretty soon it'll be goddamn guy down at the goddamn in a little town at the goddamn grocery store. We thinking he can be coming and telling you where to park your car, or telling you to cut your fucking grass, or telling you I got a business license, man. Really? I'll put a hole through that business license in your face right fucking behind it, bitch. I got the fucking Bill of Rights, the supreme, superior, absolute law of this fucking country that says I am at liberty to do whatever I fucking well please, as long as I'm not violating the rights of another. And if I am, you have to take me through that fucking procedural due process as outlined in that fucking Bill of Rights to get to a jury before there can ever be any authority over me. You got that, motherfucker? You got that fucking guardsman? You are traitors to your goddamn country. You're traitors to your people. Make me want to puke. Covert is burning through the population here in Kentucky, Bessar said, adding that the state is coming off its third highest week. See, and here you got it now. We've gone from, you know, from the beginning, you know, talking about the fish. This is just pure fucking propaganda. COVID-19 does not fucking exist. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Everybody should just walk around just saying that. I mean, you walk in a store, somebody like, COVID-19 doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. No COVID-19. If it's a challenge to see who can say it the most, we should be fucking winning, shouldn't we? Anyway, Taliban secures world's largest lithium deposits after U.S. withdraws from Afghanistan. What? He says, why all them thousands of people? I mean, I was amazed at how many I thought about Afghanistan. Think about before all this shit came up, you thought about Afghanistan. I mean, if I was planning a vacation, that would be like fucking the last choice with a gun at my head of any place I'd want to fucking go to Afghanistan. What are they all doing over there? Why don't they want to leave? Because Joe Biden has shown that fucking, is this whole fucking thing we're watching here right now, is that the payoff for Hunter Biden's $1 billion that the Chinese gave him? Is that the payoff for it, guys? Because now, let's read this a little bit. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent by Galen for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. It's been more than a decade since we pinned the U.S. discoveries, nearly $1 trillion in minerals deposits in Afghanistan, in which we highlighted the colossal untapped mineral deposits that reside in Afghanistan. President Joe Biden's decision to rapidly and completely withdraw from Afghanistan makes even less strategic sense if readers go back to the 2010 post where we quoted Confessions of an Economic Hitman, Part 2, the 21st Century Paradigm, which said, the American officials also recognize that the mineral discoveries will almost certainly have a double-edged impact. Instead of bringing peace, the newfound mineral wealth could lead to the Taliban to bottle even more battle. I guess that's an O and not an A and an O, to battle even more frequently to remain in control of the country. No, their country. I've told you people in other countries, you discover something, you better fucking keep it quiet. There'll be so many people there to help take it away from you. We continued, which is why it will be at least, at best, to have the U.S. military not only stay in Afghanistan indefinitely, but to get a million-man reinforcement surge. We're talking big bucks here, buddy. We're talking somebody else's goddamn property here, buddy. We better send a million people over and secure that for our Zionist fucking masters, hadn't we? Readers have known for a while Afghanistan was never about the opium trade. The hell it fucking never was. I mean, it became the goddamn, what do they call it, the Eastern Triangle, whatever. I mean, more fucking opium came out of there than any place else in the fucking world. And it was record-breaking every fucking year after we invaded them. On the war on terror, but rather the massive deposits of minerals essential for renewable energies. Now the truth is coming out. So in the economic hitman context, why would the Biden administration suddenly pull out of Afghanistan after 20 years if the play all along was about securing the rare earth minerals? I mean, they're telling you. Of course that's what it was. We don't want to be, and that's what, and you know, and fucking the CIA and the Mossad blew up those fucking buildings. And every, you know, a majority of the people in this country know that. But we're just letting this, you're gonna let this shit slide? We don't want to be speculative or to speculate the Biden administration's intentions, nor do we have any idea. Still, one thing is sure that, is that the Taliban now control the world's largest lithium deposits is becoming friendly with China. Okay. Conservative media outlet Free West Media says new relations between the Taliban and China could increase its global dominance in green energies, which we've had everything shut down here. You're going to go green. You're like, put a gun to your fucking head if we have to. Why, we spray fucking goddamn chemicals on you, barium, aluminum, and fucking fuck with your fucking weather. It caused droughts, caused hurricanes, such as the lithium ion battery supply chain market. Unbeknownst to many, the blog points China and Afghanistan share a 130-mile stretch border. So the question we ask the reader, did the Biden administration just give away Afghanistan's rare earth minerals? Now, did you hear what I just said? Did the United States just give away somebody else's fucking property? It's theirs, isn't it? See, the house you live in, what you don't understand is the house you live in is theirs. It's not your fucking house. Nobody owns nothing but the fucking 1%. But yeah, that statement, what a fucking arrogant fucking bunch of fucking shit. So the question we ask readers, did the Biden administration just give away? Could the Biden administration, under what authority would they just give away anything that belongs to the Afghan people? Give away Afghanistan's rare earth minerals to China. Well, so Afghans ain't really involved here. They just happen to have been living on that land since probably the fucking earth cooled. But it's between China and goddamn the United States, their fucking minerals. That's what it's just like Yemen. Or off to Tripoli over there in, come on, Henry. Huh? Libya. Discovered a big pool of fucking sweet crude off the Tripoli coast. And bam! Right when old fucking, I think it was goddamn Trump, Bush 2 was becoming his buddy again. He was going to give up all of his, nuclear stuff, which he had an old tube out of a fucking, radio or something. Everything was supposed to be being groovy between them, and somebody got fucking greedy. And so because he decided he was going to use the fucking dinar. He was going to trade that oil and gold. This is fucking international corporate mafia at work, people. Right in your fucking face. They think that they fucking, hey, I want that. I'll bring in the bag. Hey, there's enough fucking out of us to wipe you off this planet. And by God, why we haven't is a mystery to me. I swear it is. Just a total lack of fucking balls. Total lack of spine. I mean, that little picture I seen with that doctor holding that. We found the cure for COVID-19. And it's fucking, he's holding the spine up there. There is no COVID-19. No COVID-19. No COVID-19. It doesn't exist. It's a fucking lie. It's a fucking program. It's being run worldwide to try. I mean, they said they would cause world chaos. And then they bring us out of the chaos. And all the price we had to pay was our fucking freedom and agree to be their fucking slaves. I ain't doing it. I ain't going to be subjugated by no motherfucker. You want me, you got to pay the fucking full fucking price, and you ain't going to get me nohow. That being said, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, remember, man, every resource in every country, I mean, it either belongs to China or Russia or the United States or the EU, because it sure as hell don't belong to the people that fucking are the land. That's how long has that land been Afghanistan's? And these two fuckers over here, we're going to let, I'm going to read it one more time. So the question we asked the reader, did the Biden administration just give away Afghan's rare earth fucking minerals to China? Well, they probably did. That was probably the payoff for fucking Hunter's $1 billion they gave him some time back, and all the fucking dirty shit that fucking Joe Biden's done with his communist brethren over there. I mean, the world needs to fix this, but we got the guns. We need to fucking clean this country out. We need to fucking if we got to completely rip it down and start over, we'd be better off, people. Look at how things have gotten. If you ever want to know joy in your fucking life again, you better be ready to face the terror of fucking death. Because that's what it's going to take. Because these motherfuckers will kill you for your barium or your goddamn, what the hell was it, shit here. Rare earth minerals. They'll kill you for any fucking thing you got. They'll kill you for the fucking lint in your pockets. They're sick in their fucking pedophilic fucking heads. And there's only one fucking cure for that fucking sickness in that pedophilic head. And it's about fucking, at least 150 grains of fucking lead. I mean, I don't even take that much. Hell, what's a 22? About 32 fucking grains? I'd do it. It'd pop right in the fucking ear. Bye, motherfucker. You're not a problem anymore. You're not violating the law no more. You've been served your justice. You declared war and you're fucking dead. And that is The Word from the Trenches.